prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 March 2025. Welcome to this program. We are glad you're with us. Don't forget tomorrow, of course, being Thursday. If everything goes like you plan, I'll be in the office tomorrow, and so will Crystal, and everybody else needs to fill the orders and get them out here for you. Be here to take phone calls, maybe answer some questions if you have any questions. And I want you to feel free, please, all of you, any of you that wants to call, whether you're a new caller or not, you have any questions you'd like to ask me about the ministry or if I can help someone with maybe a scriptural reference or maybe a spiritual viewpoint, you feel free to call me. Please don't think I'm untouchable. I'm not. I am not. I can be reached. If you even during the week, if you need me, you can call me, call the office, and they'll find me, and I'll call you back. Don't ever think that I'm unreachable and I'm not available to you if I can do anything at all to help. So please feel free to call tomorrow in the office if you like it. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. You call that number, that will save us some money on the phone bill, and that's true because long distance isn't free for us, unfortunately. We'll be in Los Angeles, like I said, between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take phone calls, answer questions if you can. If you want to place any orders tomorrow, I haven't put any space on this month because I'm been gone a couple of days this month. So just, we know what we offer here. If you don't have one of our catalogs, you want a catalog, just call and ask for a catalog. It's totally free. Just call and give us your address or and say, well, I want the catalog, we can get it right out to you. But we offer, of course, the Strauss products, which are doing marvelous things for me, and I'm serious. We offer the vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash. Many, many things here, folks, we offer through the ministry that are available in literature, lots of literature. Anything that we can do to help you, please feel free to call. And I mean that with all my heart. So tomorrow will be the day to do that. We'll be here, hopefully, the full staff tomorrow. Trying to get a thing done. We're only in the office all day with space with the staff on Thursdays. There's not enough orders coming through to make it worthwhile to be here more than one day. Some days even those are slow. But if we had more need, we'd be here more. But we just don't need to be here that much. But I'll be here tomorrow, like I said, all day long to talk to you. And any time during the week, if you need me, if you call the toll-free number, you'll probably get in touch with Faith. That's Crystal's daughter. And if she doesn't answer because she does work other jobs, she'll call you back. And we'll get your number, and I'll call you back. And how's that? That's what we're here for. So just feel free to call, please. Don't forget, next week, I'll be here with you Monday night. I believe on Tuesday, we're going to my second oldest granddaughter's wedding. And that's so exciting. Y'all prayed for her really hard some years ago when she was messed up on drugs and doing things that no one should be involved in. She's come to Christ. dedicated her life to Christ, now working with children who are young people who are having the same problem she had. She's marrying a youth pastor this coming next Thursday. I'm so excited for both of them. I really am, and I'm just thrilled to report that it's worked out for her because of a lot of reasons, but y'all's prayers made a difference, and I want you to know that. So I believe in Tuesday. They'll be filling guests for me for Tuesday and Wednesday night, so you won't miss me at all, I promise. But I won't be here on Thursday either because I'll still be at the wedding in Missouri. But I'll be back hopefully on the following Saturday. And Phil Hudock will do the Bible study on the following Saturday, which will be the 15th. You won't miss me at all, folks. I'm just a spare part sometimes. You all know that. But tonight I want to talk to you just one-on-one, me and you, and I want to answer some questions from a letter I received from a prisoner in Washington State. His name is Mark Brimmer. He said this: "Hello, I'm writing you from prison in Spokane, Washington State. I can't call right now, but I have 50 days. He wrote this on 2/17, so he's getting closer getting out. 50 days left to do before I get out. I want to ask you for a big favor, okay? You want to ask me some questions, and ask me to answer them on the air if I could. Well, I can give him some ideas. Some of the questions he asked are way above my pay grade and things I couldn't do anything with if I wanted to, about how to handle the problem with bringing in illegals to pick our food or whatever. I mean, that's illegal is illegal. He made some good points on that. If somebody's caught hiding illegal, it should be a felony, and I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Some of y'all don't like it, but that's just the way it is. It's just a shame the way people in America that are so lazy they don't want to work any longer. But I know that's true also. Matter of fact, a couple of small fast food places in our areas have shut down because they can't find workers. And I do know that McDonald's here locally pays $17 an hour, which is more than the nurses I talked to yesterday get paid in the office. Think about that. But anyway, so I can't answer all those things and questions of how to fix that. I really don't know how to do that, except illegal is illegal, period. That's all there is to it. If they're here legally, if they're here on visa, to a temporary work visa, that's fine. If they decide not to leave, then it becomes legal. And he said he'd like to see a reward put on. Anybody would call the toll-free number for ICE, ICE, report illegals, and they arrested, they get $100 reward for that. Okay, I can see how that might help. I mean, that's up to them. And we go on from there, talk about voter ID cards and different things, and how he thought the Tebow tea might take care of the flu and the chickens. That's a very good possibility, but that's, again, I mean, I can share the idea with Mylon, but Mylon can't make the people that have the chickens buy the tea. So those are things. Those are just ideas. I think he has some good ideas here. He asked me to maybe take the example of May and ask for May to be repentance and confession month for the whole nation. That would be a wonderful thing to do. If that could happen, if Americans would take this seriously, no, I'll take it back. If Christians would take this seriously, Americans as a whole don't care. If true Christians would take it seriously and ask for forgiveness, repentance, for our apathy and indifference and ignorance of the truth, and confess it before our Father in heaven, for the whole month of May, maybe things could really start changing for the better. That really, I think that could be a good idea. And he closed the letter and said, "Come on, Pastor Butch, you are a great American Christian. Thank you." So, and in some other areas, he kind of hinted I'm not the brightest bulb in the house, and I can't argue with that at all. But for Mark, I'll just answer a few questions here. He asked me why I don't back Trump and build him up and pray for him and America. And I have to say this. I do pray for Trump. I pray that, as the Bible asks us to pray, that we'll be left in peace to worship God as the way we know we should. That's what the Bible says to pray for leaders for. Paul wrote to pray for them so that we could be left alone to worship God. Didn't say about praying for salvation, although that's a good idea. But he didn't. That isn't in the Bible. Didn't say it's wrong, though. It's absolutely right. He said, pray to leave us alone. And why don't I back Trump? Well, maybe some of y'all heard his speech last night. I did listen to part of it. I really did. I was impressed with all the things he said and all the things he's done since he's been in office. I was impressed with it. A lot of things I think he's right on the money with. But I keep telling you this, people. Please understand. At least to a point, Trump is a Trojan horse. He's drawing in people with ideas that I think are phenomenal. Some of them should have been done many years ago. Many, many years ago. I think some of his ideas should be enforced and brought out to the light and kept that way, no matter what other, we'll say, liberals or Democrats will say, whoever it may be. But if you trust this man, or any man of his caliber, or any man in politics at the level he's in, or anybody working in his cabinet, if you trust him, that you think they're doing this for all of our good and to better free us up and we can do more and prosper more and they lose control, please, you're being deceived. It's not in the cards. It can't happen. It's not going to happen. I know. People say, well, I'm an optimist. I think it's going to get better. And it could get better briefly, at least to the point now we're seeing some of the woke nonsense, the sexual deviants and perverts are losing some clout in local, state, and federal government. Thank God for that. I was amen to that. But Trump did a 180 on that since his first time running, that's for sure. But nonetheless, thank God for that. The fact that he's cutting back on, he's using Musk, another man that I simply don't trust, but he's got Musk cutting back on supposedly useless workers in the federal government, and I'm sure there are tens of thousands of them. I think it's all wonderful. I really do. They should never gotten that big in the first place. But how in the world can I support a man, any man in office, to the point that I would turn my back on him and trust him for my grandchildren's future? My great-grandson's future. Got three great-grandsons. How can I trust any politician or political platform or government with my grandchildren's future and put my total trust in them that they'll make things work? Folks, if that would have worked, if that could have worked, when this nation was first founded in the 1600s, when the Bible had to be sworn to, you had to confess that you were a Christian, that you believed in both the Old and New Testaments to hold office in the colonies. Now that's a fact that there was in the preambles of the colonial statutes or constitutions, if you will, you had to be a Christian to hold office. If that would have been maintained, then we wouldn't be in this mess right now. Period. But as time went along, people got their mind off watching who their leaders are and going into making money and prospering. And that's all well and good, but when you take the eyes off man and trust man for your future and trust man to do the right thing all the time and don't keep your eyes on the morals and what their motives are, you lose your country. I think we can all say a amen to that. I really do. I think we can all say amen to the fact that we lost the country. No, I will not praise Trump as a man, a righteous leader. He's doing some things right. But I don't know of any righteous leader that's been in office since I've been alive, and I've been around longer than most of y'all. I don't know of any righteous leaders. I know some who's named who say God, but I'll ask you this question. How many presidents have you seen, not just mention God, but mention Jesus Christ, the Son of God, mentioned Jesus Christ as his Savior, the one who saved him by his grace, and they put their trust in him? How many presidents or senators or congressmen have you seen confessing that Christ is their Lord? How many have you heard confess that their guidelines to run their life and run a nation are the Ten Commandments? Think about it. Why would they, if they're such good people, and you won't put trust in them, why would you trust someone who will not confess to the fact that they were born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, filled with His Spirit, saved by His grace, walking by faith in His Word, and obeying His laws? Now, Trump's about ready to do something that we're all going to regret soon. Yes, Trump's going to do it all right. And I'm not, I won't get, I'll get more into it later on in another program. But I'm going to save this comment for a little bit later, though, because this is a very important comment I want to share about something Trump is going to do to bring in a religious system. Oh, yes, he's working on it. Before we go there, though, y'all remember what I believe was a staged blow-up at the White House with Zelensky and Trump and Vance. Y'all saw that. Well, apparently, staged or not, and this may have been staged right on to what's happening now. I don't know that, folks. I can't trust anything the news says. But apparently, though, Zelensky has changed his tune, is now calling Trump a strong and great leader, more or less, and he's going to do what he says to do. He's ready to sign an agreement for a peace treaty, and he's also ready to sign over his minerals to the U.S. to help pay back some of the money that we give them by the billions of dollars over the last few years. So did Trump's strength and Trump's character and determination back Zelensky in the corner where he said, all right, Mr. Trump, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm ready to follow what you say. Did that happen? Well, perhaps. It came out that way in the end anyway. Whether it was already planned that way or something had just come up more or less, we'll say, on its own, whatever it may be, Zelensky is now ready to play ball with Trump and do it his way. I do know that a lot of leaders in the EU, European Union, become very friendly with Zelensky whenever Trump kicked him out of the White House. They brought him, took him in as a hero and promised to help him all they could. But to be honest, folks, you and I both know that the EU is too weak to supply what we supplied for all these years. They couldn't if they wanted to. So I'll give Trump the benefit of the doubt on this one. Say that he handled Zelensky just right. He told him how the bear went through the woods. And Zelensky backed down and said, I'm sorry, Mr. Trump. I'm ready to do it your way now. Let's find peace. Okay, let's give him that. But folks, it's not over. Of course, in last night's speech, Trump said that he was going to get Greenland as part of a territory in the United States. And this is what the Greenland Prime Minister says: island isn't for sale as Trump seeks control one way or the other. Read into that what you will. That's what he said. This is from Nuke Greenland. That's the name of the city in the UK. Greenland's prime minister has a message for President Donald Trump. Greenland is ours. Mute Borup Igid made a statement on Facebook Wednesday, just hours after Trump declared in a speech to a joint session of Congress that he intends to gain control of Greenland one way or the other. Relatives and family members, Kalik Kanut Nanut is ours, Igid said in the post, using the Greenlandic name for his country. We don't want to be Americans, Igit said in the post. Nor Danes. We are Kalit. The Americans and their leader must understand that we are not for sale and cannot simply be taken. Our future will be decided by us in Greenland, he said. The post ended with a clenched fist emoji and a Greenlandic flag. Well, I cannot blame him for saying that at all. Trump has no authority to say that. He has a lot of audacity and gall to threaten to take over a sovereign nation, whether it be an island nation or any other nation in the world. That is nothing but pride and ego speaking through Trump. Now, he may get it done. He may do it. And he may do it in ways that maybe won't lead to war, so to speak. But it's still not right. It's still not right. It's still wrong. But if you ever get a chance to look at the New World Order map from the 1970s, check it out. Look online for the New World Order map, 1970s. You will find that Greenland is part of the North America. We become one segment on the map where we are area 1 out of 10 in the world under the New World Order map. Greenland is part of our section of the world, so to speak. Canada, America, Greenland. So this is not a coincidence. It isn't. And to see that what's happening here and the audacity for this man, I don't care who you are, to tell a sovereign nation, we're going to take you over for your own good. We need you to surrender to us so we can guard the world. And we'll make you wealthy beyond your wildest dreams, he said, more or less. That's what he said to Greenland. We'll make you wealthy. But Greenland's president, prime minister, said, we don't want to be Americans. We want to be our own nation. We want to govern ourselves. God bless him for that. Good for him. So now you see, Mark, again, why I will not pray for Trump to get this done. I'd like to see the man born again, truly born again. Because you were concerned also, Larry, about Christians being persecuted. Now it's coming. And then I'm going to share with you why more of it's coming real soon. And I'm going to tell you why it's going to be coming real soon. But Trump is not a Christian. He said so himself. I am not a Christian. Although he begged for Christian votes, I'm not a Christian, he said. So pray for him. Pray for salvation. Go for that. And pray that God will put a burden on his heart to try to protect the liberties of Christians in this country. I'll clarify that, emphasize that we're Christian for a reason. I'll tell you why in just a minute. And now, all of a sudden, Ron Paul says, ex-Congressman Ron Paul says, suddenly leaving NATO is on the table. Over the weekend, President Trump, Department of Government Efficiency head Elon Musk made it quite a stir with just two words posted on his social media platform, X. Responding to a post that it's time to leave NATO and the UN, Musk replied, I agree. The comment immediately made the rounds on social media and also on mainstream and alternative media. Was this the Elon Musk who owns X speaking, or was it the Elon Musk who has become one of President Trump's closest advisors? Does it even matter having someone so close to the U.S. president who advocates finally extracting the U.S. from these international organizations? It's a significant and very positive shift for the United States. With the truth coming out about how USA had been working against U.S. interests for decades, the disinfecting of public scrutiny is now turning to our membership in and generous funding of international organizations like NATO and the United Nations. I have long advocated our exit from NATO. At the end of the Cold War, which with its very reason for existence gone, NATO decided to look for other ways of stirring up trouble. First, NATO involved itself in the first Gulf War, and then it decided its mission should be to bomb Serbia to smithereens in the name of human rights. I agree with the hate senator. I agree with the late Senator Taft, who argued that at the time NATO was formed, that we should not join the Atlantic Alliance. I tend to agree. America has been drained for many, many, many years, not only financial resources and minerals and military equipment, but drained of our young people who've been taken off to fight wars we should never been involved in. As I offered last month, and a few of you ordered the 29-page document on how Roosevelt deceived America into World War II with Pearl Harbor, I'd say about 10 of you ordered it. I can't believe out of thousands, 10 of you ordered it, but that's okay. I just go show you how much people are interested in the truth. But just as Roosevelt and his minions deceived us into World War II with flat-out lies about Japan and never did tell us the reason why Japan felt they had to attack us, they really had no choice in the matter, but that's another point. We're going to see the same thing happen here, and it has happened ever since World War II with NATO. We've been drugged into many, many foreign wars which were none of our business, period. I was part of one of them, as I was in, at least in the Vietnam era. I lost friends in Nam. Lost friends who were killed in Nam. I had some who were wounded in Nam. I had some who died since I got home from Agent Orange. I'm a diabetic because of Agent Orange. Also, I have trouble with gout because of Agent Orange. But no one wants to discuss that part, do they? NATO, UN are nothing but power grabs by peoples and leaders of the world to control the minions like you and I, and have us wave the flag and go off to war to fight in places we shouldn't be involved in. That's been that way for many years. It's not going to change now. Now, we're going to go to break in a minute. After the break, I'm going to share with you something that's very concerning. And soon on another program, I'm going to have a guest on to discuss this in more detail. We are facing something now that's been talked about for several years, and it sounds like a good idea. But is it? Is what we're going to discuss that really a good idea or not? It sounds moral. It sounds right. We'll discuss that issue in a second, because I think you're going to find that many, many times, folks, things that sound so right, and especially sometimes to Christians that do try to live by the Bible a little bit anyway, something sounds so morally right they can't be wrong. But be careful. Anytime someone offers you a benefit, I'm talking about from the government especially, if there's a benefit offered to you, there's probably a hook in it. You want to be careful that you don't chomp down on that too quickly, because you're going to find out that they got you hooked into something else. We're going to discuss after the break what the Sanhedrin has asked President Trump to do, and he's inclined to do. This should make us all concerned, folks. The power of these people, the Sanhedrin, and the so-called state of Israel, is going to disrupt our lives in America, especially Christian lives. I said especially truly born-again Christians, beyond what you can imagine. We're going to be discussing a little bit about the Noahide laws that they brought before Trump and asking him to put in force in America. This is nothing new. It's been discussed for quite a while. And it sounds good. It sounds really good. I mean, the Noahide laws. What could be wrong with that? We're talking about Noah, the Bible. What could be wrong with that? And I mean, first off, I don't think that Noah got, I thought Moses got the law. But anyway, this is called the Noahide laws. Moses got 10 commandments. The Noahide laws are not the 10 commandments. They resemble them in some ways. There's only 7 of them. But folks, it's going to take us down to where we're going to be so controlled. I'm talking about especially Christians now. A lot of people, but especially believers who will not bow their knee to a false religion, we're going to see a lot of things happen in this country that we never dreamed possible. So Mark is right. Christians are in for a rough ride ahead. Persecution is coming, folks. It's going to multiply by leaps and bounds in my mind over the next couple of years. Don't go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back. And by the way, the phone lines are open now at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I'd like to hear your opinion. I'd like to hear your input. I really would. This, folks, this is not my broadcast. Yes, I'm the host and I'm the mouthpiece here. And I really am honored that you all respect me enough to listen to what I say and actually respect my opinion enough to consider it. If you disagree or not, at least consider it. It's not because I'm the brightest bulb in the house. It's not because I'm the most wise individual around here. That's not true at all. But I've had a lot of years in the battlefield, preaching and trying to reach people in 32 years on the radio this month. I've had a lot of years in the battlefield. I've seen a lot of things come and go. I've been wrong on a lot of things, too. But overall, by the grace of God, I've been right on many, many, many things. Not because I'm smart. Just because I read the Bible, I pick up what's happening in the world, and I tell you what's coming next because it lines up with the Scriptures. What I'm going to share with you right now should concern all of us. Now, I know that this is going to make some people upset, and I can't help it. It is what it is. Trump is a sold-out Zionist, big time, backing a nation that ought not to be and is not what it says it is. I'm not going to get into detail on that. That's not important. Trump is working along with the people with AI that are actually been worked up many by Jesuits who are not Christians. I'm saying this out of pure love, but Catholics who follow the ordinances of the Catholic Church are not Christians. They may be good people and sincerely desire to do what's right. But if they listen to the Scripture of God, Scriptures, that they're not born-again believers. But nonetheless, Sanhedrin calls on President Trump to uphold seven Noahide laws. In ancient and honored Jewish custom, the nascent Sanhedrin sent a letter to the new leader of the U.S., President Donald Trump, blessing him and calling on him to take the lead in restoring America and the world. The Sanhedrin also called on the new president to acknowledge and uphold the seven Noahide laws. Let me make a point here very quickly. Do you know who it was in the Bible who convicted Christ, who convicted the Son of God of blasphemy, that had him put to death? It was the Sanhedrin. Oh, yeah, that's true. The letter follows the custom of the Jewish people to bless foreign kings, as seen in a verse in Jeremiah. Rabbi Dov Stein, secretary of the Sanhedrin, told Breaking Israel News, "And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto Hashem for it. For in the peace thereof shall you have peace." Jeremiah 29:7 is what they quote here. Sanhedrin member Rabbi Yoel Schwartz expanded on the decision, pointing out the importance of Trump's Trump's role. "We turn to President Trump because America functions as a world leader today in many things," he told Breaking Israel News. "As such, we addressed the new president, asking him to fix things that Barack Obama broke, to bring back family values and to lead the war against radical Islamic terror. He has already made moves in the proper direction, and we bless him that he will continue to bring back the values that made America great," praised Rabbi Schwartz. "We hope he will advance the Noahide laws that are incumbent upon all men. The prayer sent by the Sanhedrin to Trump is different from that usually recited by Jews living under foreign rule," Rabbi Stein explained. "There was a version of the prayer that was said by Jews living under foreign kings to appease the kings in hopes that he will not oppress the Jews under his rule," said Rabbi Stein. "The prayer is still said in synagogues around the world and begins with a verse from Psalms. Who giveth salvation to kings, who rescueth David, thy servant, from the hurtful sword. As suggested by the verse, the prayer is motivated by fear that a monarch ruling over the Jews in exile would turn tyrannical and oppressive to the Jews who, as strangers in a strange land, depend on the king's goodwill. But the Sanhedrin blessed Trump in a different tradition of blessing foreign monarchs, which existed in biblical Israel." I mean, folks, I'll make a point here. I will make this point very clearly. It was not all Jews who went in captivity. By any means, all 12 tribes of Israel went into captivity. So let's get over this poor little Jew thing, okay? "We blessed him as an independent nation, blessed a close ally," said Rabbi Stein. The Sanhedrin letter begins, "We thank God that a suitable man was chosen to lead America, whose values in the past symbolized a belief in God, and educated his people in morals and family values." The Sanhedrin then calls on President Trump to follow the 7 Noahic laws, given by God as a binding set of laws for all of humanity. The Sanhedrin described the laws as a framework that would benefit all mankind. Now, here they are, and they sound so good. "Do not deny God." Okay. Which God? "Do not blaspheme God." Who's God? "Do not murder." That sounds great. "Do not engage in illicit sexual relations." Again, that sounds great. "Do not steal." Well, yeah. "Do not eat from a live animal." Yes, yeah, stay away from blood. I mean, that's in the Bible, by the way. "Create a legal system of justice." So all that sounds so wonderful, doesn't it? That doesn't sound like, gee, we're going to make people honor the God of creation, Jehovah God. We're going to put in line to honor the King of creation, Jesus Christ. That is not what it's saying at all. The God of these people is not Jehovah God. It's not Jesus Christ. They spit upon Jesus Christ. They spit upon his name. They spit on Christians when they go to Israel to visit in Jerusalem. They spit on Christians. These are not the people that you want to see bringing their religion to control the world. Do you know that in these laws, to blaspheme God means that they can behead you? Now, what's blaspheming God? Oh, we say somebody who curses God. And now, when we say God, we mean Jehovah God. We mean the God of creation, the Father of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's what we mean. But this is not what they mean. They're going to bring out a system that puts them in charge as the Sanhedrin. They will be the ruling elite of the world, so to speak. And to make a point here to prove this, the end of the First Amendment, only Zionist Jewish voices allowed on U.S. campuses. Now, folks, I am not just picking on Jews. That is not it. I mean, my God in heaven, we have Jesuits and evil men in the Catholic Church. We have evil men in the Protestant churches. I'm not picking on anyone in particular. But let me put this to you. Trump said Trump is coming down hard on one college in particular now, I'm going to read it to you in a second here. Now I'll get the phone calls, I promise. There's a new pandemic sweeping across the U.S., and President Donald Trump has issued an executive order to prevent it from spreading through college and university campuses by creating a task force to combat anti-Semitism. I can never say that word. And who better to lead this new fight against this deadly pandemic than the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy? Did you hear what I said? Kennedy says this: anti-Semitism, like racism, is a spiritual and moral malady that sickens societies and kills people with lethalities comparable to history's most deadly plagues. So we cannot speak against ungodly people, no matter who they are, especially we'll call them these Zionist Jews. Folks, if you want to know who runs your life, find out who you can't talk about. Find out who you can't point the false out in. Trump has no authority or no power to do this, but he's doing it anyway. Understand this. This is, folks, if they would say that and say, well, we can't criticize Catholics, you'll be put in jail, you'll be arrested and fined, people would be up in arms about that. They would, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. But I'm just saying this to make this point. How can we dare disallow any class of people from being criticized when we know in our hearts and by their actions they're doing wrong? Why can't we have the lawful right and duty to speak up and tell the truth in such situations? What is it? Why is it that we are so ignorant of the fact that of the truth that we're going to actually let these people that we call the Jews run this world? The same ones, according to the Bible, that crucified Christ, that's right, it's in your Bible, are going to run your life. And Trump's going to let it happen. Now, folks, I am not, again, picking on anyone in particular. But I'm just warning you that this is coming on this land and on America, and probably the world, but America for sure. No, Mark, I cannot support Trump. I will pray for the man, ask that God to convict his heart before he goes too far down the wrong path and destroys his country. He's doing a lot of things I agree with now that I think are needed. They're very much needed. But behind the scenes, he's bringing in things that I just can't go along with. I mentioned a few of them already. AI to run the country. And as Todd, my producer, said a minute ago, and Todd's a good guy. He said, and we know this is going to happen. They're going to bring it in whether Trump backs or not. And I agree. That's very true. They're going to bring it in sooner or later. But Trump has the authority and the influence to make it happen quicker at a much faster pace and to get us into this deeper than we might want to go, period. But he has the position that he can actually influence to the point that it's going to make a difference in a wrong direction. And he's wanting to do it. He's wanting to do digital or currencies. He's wanting to do currencies without anything in your hand besides a computer or a cell phone. This is all happening on his watch. Yes, he's doing some wonderful things. I'm all for kicking the illegals out, especially the criminals. I loved it last night when the little black boy, 13 years old, was appointed by the head of Secret Service as an honorable agent of the Secret Service. I loved it when I saw him hug the man's neck. Oh, that's beautiful. I loved that. It brought tears in my eyes. I love that. I did. Praise God. I love that. That's the way love ought to be between mankind. I like that very much. I did. It broke my heart to see the mother of the people being slaughtered by illegals and watch him stand up and with tears in her eyes. That broke my heart. And the sniper in Pennsylvania that killed the lady's husband and the daughters were there. This was all touching and very well done. But that is a coat of whitewash of what's going on behind the doors, behind the scenes. It looks good. It smells good. Probably tastes good. It brought tears in my eyes to see the black boy hugging the head of Secret Service. It really did. Bless his little heart. It did. What courage he has to fight what he's fought. I would shake that young man's hand and be honored to call him a friend. But that's not the point he's making now, folks. Behind the scenes, as the enemy has always done, ever since the Garden of Eden, he used flattery to get Eve to eat of the fruit. He said, "You'll be like God." He flattered her, lied to her. Don't you see this happening right now? Just as it happened through our nation for many, many years, even before I was born, so-called leaders of the land flattered people, promised things to them, promised them this, promised that, we'll make this good, we'll make this better, and look where we are. Anyone out there who's over 40 years old, let me ask you a question. Has your nation gotten better, richer, more peaceful in the last 40, 50 years, or has it gotten much, much worse? I know, we put a bomb in, he's going to fix it, and Trump was going to fix it, and Bush was going to fix it, and all that. Well, I've been through this since 1948, the year I was born. I remember when Eisenhower was president. He was a World War II hero. He warned us about the military-industrial complex coming up. He warned us about it. He probably had some good thoughts, and he wanted to do what was right in some ways. But folks, each administration has taken us further down the road into destruction. Please stop and think. Which administration has bettered this country? Maybe done some things really good, as Trump's doing right now. But what have they done behind the scenes to take us further into slavery, into the what we want to call the New World Order or the Antichrist beast system? I'm pleading with you as a humble hillbilly preacher out of West Virginia that you listen to what I'm saying, not because I'm so smart, but because this time I'm right. Pay attention. Don't be deceived. Don't be misled. Please. Let's start with the phone call. Just go to Addison in Ohio. Addison, come on in. Talk to Addison. I ain't talked to Addison in a long time. Hello, Addison. Welcome.
How'd you know it was me?
Because I got your name in front of me. My producer says Addison's calling. Don't answer it, but I did anyway.
Oh, I will tell you, you're hitting the ball right out of the park tonight, Pastor.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you.
When Moses took the people out of Israel, I mean out of Egypt. Excuse me. Then they come up to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea was parted. And it just wasn't a short time after that, they was all complaining.
Oh, yes.
Then the next thing you know, Moses goes up on top of this mountain, and they're building themselves a golden calf. Now, these are God's people.
Uh-huh. And while Moses was going getting the commandments, they were down in a holler sinning and committing idolatry.
Listen, folks. I had a Muslim tell me, a good Muslim man tell me, just about a month ago, we were talking about the Gaza Strip. And he said, Christians do not commit genocide like this. Muslims do not commit genocide like this. And Jewish people do not commit genocide like this. He said, these are the Zionists, the usurpers.
That's true.
That's what a Muslim told.
It's the same thing as with the Catholic, we'll call it Catholic Church. The people that
right.
follow and are good, moral, decent people don't do the wicked things that they do behind the scenes with the priests and the popes and the Jesuits. It's that the people themselves are caught up in this thing. And the sad part of it is they actually trust these people to do what's right, as we do our president and other leaders. We should not do that.
We have been given an operation manual called the Bible. And in that Bible, it tells us, do not put your trust in man. Don't put your trust in any man.
Jeremiah 17, 5.
Question everything. I'm going to tell you, Keir Stormer, Vladimir Zelensky,
I don't mean to rush. We got to hurry. Got called back up here. Go ahead, Addison. Go ahead, though.
Okay, back before Trump become elected president, before the inauguration, Zelensky had already sold the mineral rights to him at 100-year rights on the mineral rights.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
And Trump knew it and allowed him to come to the office. Before he came to the office, they had a big meeting with Susan Rice and several at a breakfast meeting. And they told him, don't sign this deal. And Chuck Schumer, before his meeting with Trump, don't sign this deal. This is a violation of the Logan Act.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I hate to cut you off, Ezra, run out of time, but send me
what you just told me. This has been signed over already. Give me the information on that, please, if you don't mind, okay?
Yes, sir.
Please do. Thank you, Addison. Thanks for calling. Good hearing from you. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome. Hello, Jan.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Come on in.
Okay, I'm here. The simple truth is that Christians, when they're chasing the money and they're chasing what they think is their due, or they, if something happens that they don't want to happen because it has something to do with them, they do not follow God's law. When we lost absolute faith, when we don't live in with the laws of God, because it doesn't go to our agenda or what we think we should have, we go to the other side. And we don't think it's a bad thing because we believe that it's not what we want instead of what God wants. We've lost that absolute faith in God. And then we tell ourselves, well, we're just mortals. We have our flaws, which is true, but we don't want punished for our flaws. We don't want to take God's punishment. We want God to forgive us. And we turn back to God instead of going through the hard times or telling people, well, this is wrong because of this. And we're not getting what we want. We lose faith. We get punished because we deserve it. And this is what it's come down to. We've lost absolute, complete faith in God.
Amen.
We put our trust in ourselves and man.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We're going to be judged.
We are being judged.
We don't want to see that. We want to believe that man can control what man happens to man. And that's not true.
Amen.
It's God that controls what happens to man. And we have to realize we're going to be punished. And we let man get away with all this stuff because it was good for us, we thought.
Oh, yeah. You may feel
it
better.
Wasn't
Jan, I got
what
jumped.
Was right.
But good points. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Let's go next to Chance here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch. I hope I don't wear out my welcome. I'll be very quick. You know, I feel exactly the way you feel. You know, Pastor Butch, my late dear mama was an incredible woman. She could listen to anybody for just a couple of minutes, and she'd say, I could tell there's something not quite right about them, so be careful. And you know what, Pastor Butch? She was always right, never wrong. The only one I knew who ever had that gift, okay? Now, my main concern is this, Pastor Butch. When a man is far too chummy with a world leader or a certain group of people who despise me because I believe in Jesus Christ, how in the world can I trust him? Please,
Amen. Anybody,
explain that to me because I really want to know.
Amen. Good point. Very good point. Very good point.
God bless you, Pastor Butch.
All right. Thanks for the call, Chance. Good point, folks. Again, I tried to answer questions for Mark the best I could. Mark, I did the best I could. I can't answer all your questions. There's no way I don't even know how to answer them. But I hope you understand what I was trying to make the point. Yes, I pray for our leaders. I do. I pray that they would get their eyes open to the truth of God's word. But I haven't seen one in a higher-up office who's done that yet. Not one who could confess Christ as a Savior and stood on the principles of the Word of God and His commandments. Not one in my lifetime that I know of, that maybe in lower offices I don't know about, as far as Congress and Senate and President, even Supreme Court, I haven't seen one yet say, I obey the laws of Jesus Christ and His commandments. Because I love Him, and if I love Him, I'll keep His commandments. I haven't seen one do that. I've seen him talk about God. I've seen him talk about morals. As Trump has done some things I agree with, getting rid of woke, I love it. God bless him for doing that. But I don't see him confessing Christ. They say, I'm doing this for the glory of God and Jesus Christ. I don't see that. I see a lot of things he's doing to please the people. Of course, he makes someone mad. I know that. And I say, good for him. Especially when he called Pocahontas last night. Good for him. Good for him. But that does not change the fact that he's controlled by elite that you don't even know about and I don't know about. The Sanhedrin is one of them. Folks, the people that crucified our Savior cannot be trusted to run the world. Think about that. And behind the scenes, there's powers back there that I know my brother, Dear Eberhardt, has pointed out many times to me behind the scenes with different organizations, especially like the Jesuits and other wicked powers and elitists that have controlled man and made wars and brought wars and caused chaos over the world. I see that, and I think you do too. I know the next broadcast wasn't something that made you feel good or tickle your ears and make you just want to shout and jump up and down, but I've told you the truth as best I can. I've told you the truth according to the Word of God and truth and just the way facts are in life. With it, you do it as you want. I'm just a servant. I have no authority outside of Christ. I can't tell you what to do. I tell you what the book says. I can stand on the Word of God as best I understand it. But I have no authority to say this is what's going to happen. I can't do executive orders and change a nation in any direction. I can't talk to me into bringing in things I want to see happen on a massive scale. I don't have that kind of power. That's why when Trump backs AI, it worries me. It's just coming anyway. But this man has authority and power to make it happen faster. By the grace of God, I'll see you Monday night, but also we'll see you tomorrow in the office between 9 and 4 Eastern. Have a great night. Good night. This is
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.